Welcome to the Drag Race Rewatch Podcast, where we're talking about season 15 of RuPaul's Drag Race Original Flavor. I'm your host, Chels, and today is a very special, important day. The light of my life is celebrating a momentous occasion. Jesse, thank you for gracing us with your presence on this magical day. Thank you, thank you. I won't spoil what it is, but people will figure it out.
Yes, I turned 22 today, so very exciting for me.
Just a few years away from renting a car. I'm very excited for you.
That's so brave of you.
So brave. Younger than all these queens.
Hi, happy to be here.
Oh my goodness. And gracing us with her presence this week. She's back. She's feeling a little bit better. We missed her so much. Paige, how are you?
I am doing all right. I'm celebrating both Jesse and Willa Pill today. Two important people in my life.
Yes. Oh my goodness, Sheree, we're going to have to figure this out. I mean, spoiler, Sheree is here because how could she not be? Sheree, welcome.
So happy to be here. It was a snatch game, but like we're amongst friends and that's all that matters. That's all that matters. It makes up for anything we might've seen.
It is. And I'm going to assign Paige with the task of finding which drag queen Sheree shares a birthday with, because Jesse, you share a birthday with Willow. Paige, you share one with Gigi Good, and I share one with Angeria Paris Van Michaels. So three iconic queens, really. Yes. So we have to figure out, Sheree, when is your birthday?
I'm June 10th. Yeah. June Gemini.
So while Paige is doing that, I will just kind of talk about, it's a snatch game episode, y'all. But before we get there, there's only like one or two little things that they have their little post last week couch session with. Amethyst, she says she can't believe she's still there. And Selena's like, us too. And that, this is why I love Selena S. Titties. And then Lux and Lucy debate who's second or third. Lux kind of honestly doesn't care, but Lucy's a little intense. And I'm like, Lucy, let's dial it down a notch or two. It's fine.
It's also one of those things where like if Lux jokes about that, especially now knowing the context of like how the fans are seeing things, I'm like, I just know that people are gonna be like, oh, Lux being confident again. Or however they word it when they don't want her to be confident.
She should be confident though, because as far as the people turning out looks, at least she's trying most of the times. The rest of them are just like, oh, we're doing Drag Race tonight.
And honestly, if our podcast panel was voting, Lux is second place. Lucy, you are lucky to be there. You are the best of a bad group.
Yes.
I still can't get over whenever they like announce the tops and the bottoms last week's episode. And like Lucy's just up there like, shit, shit. Like, even I think she had a feeling he was in the top, but it was just like deja vu. Like, I remember watching her face and she looked so scared. It was so funny.
Apparently, you share a birthday with Jessica Wilde.
Oh my God, I won! I won! I won! That makes sense, actually. What? It all makes sense now.
I had to interrupt for that.
No, that's perfect. Because I was apologizing. Yeah. My dog is just growling in the background, Snoop. I guess his. His melatonin ain't hitting yet.
Snoop also know who was really second. That's what's going on.
He knows. We are a Lux household. We have our queens. We have our top five or six-ish. I don't do math, really. But y'all, let's just dive right in because there's a lot to talk about and a lot of me just naming things. So we have an early snatch game, two groups of seven. I'll do the rundown of all their groups and characters later, but the only thing I really note about them prepping is Aura is freaking out. And baby, Sasha Colby said, everybody knows Snatch Game's coming. What is up? Why is this every year?
Every year, some of the queens are like, what's Snatch Game? What's sewing? And I'm like, have you never seen this fucking show? It's been on 16 years. We have multiple spinoffs. You could easily catch a quicker season and be like, I gotta do these things. When I see the babies being like, I don't know what to do with my hands. What's a character? I'm just like, girl, what? I've seen you on your TikTok. You know what to be doing. Why won't you just do that?
And I've seen her in person, and I said in our group chat, she's going to be a pretty solid dancer, which honestly, that has turned out to be a lie. But then I said she's going to be kind of mediocre at some of these challenges because she doesn't have much of a personality. And I don't mean this as a read, but boy, oh boy, the show is not giving her a kind edit.
And they should know by now not to do internet celebrities for Snatch Game because Rue is not going to know any of them.
I'm also not going to know any of them.
Same.
Fair.
So y'all get ready because there's a few on here. I don't know who they are and you're going to have to explain it to me, although we all might be confused. So group one, first, we just have to talk about our little guests on group one, Bruno and Calyx. Oh my goodness. Bruno, so dreamy. Who knew he could talk?
Some beautiful men.
The pit crew keeps us coming back, like every season.
Every season.
A little treat for all of us.
Exactly. They open the window for everybody. You know what? That's a win for us.
Yeah, they were fun for this one. Actually, they also had like those little cutouts right at like the crotch of the fingers. I was like, welcome to MTV.
That's Rue's apology for the WeHo show that he couldn't stop. So maybe we do need to let RuPaul's Drag Race win every single Emmy every year, just so we don't have to deal with weird scheduling issues. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about the queens of group one. We have, okay, here we go. Selena S. Titties is the horny Virgin Mary. Robin Fierce is Karen Huger, who's a Real Housewife. I don't know them. Marsha is Tim Gunn. Mistress Isabel Brooks is Rosie O'Donnell / maybe Abby Lee Miller. Malaysia Babydoll Fox is Saucy Santana. And I don't know who that is. I don't think any of us do.
I wanted to know though, because like when she was describing him, I was like, that's somebody that should be on my radar. So I'm going to go get on Spotify later in life.
That's what I thought.
I think he does a lot of TikTok hits.
Y'all send me the tics and the talks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was like, I only get TikTok secondhand from other people who send them to me. And then I always have to make sure I open them right because I don't have the app. So if I open them a certain way, I can't watch them. So.
Oh yeah, I only have the app to watch them.
I've had friends who desperately screen recorded TikToks to send to me because they really wanted me to see it. And I'm like, I can't see it.
That is so funny. Oh, and then Lux Noir London is Amanda Lepore. And she says it's okay to do it because Trinity did it poorly. And then Anitra did a Georgina Ramsey, which I thought was funnier than most people. The two lines she was allowed to say. She's from Nevada. So y'all, any highlights from group one? Did you have any favorite queens, any standout jokes, or was it over before you realized?
The Tim Gunn was the most solid for me. And it makes me sad because had there been other queens who could deliver, Tim Gunn wouldn't have been noticeable. But like easily stands out in that first group.
Yeah, but see, I was surprised. I wasn't sure how Marsha was going to do in this one, but she was surprisingly pretty good. Kind of funny. I was excited for Rosie O'Donnell, Mistress Isabel Brooks. And it was, again, parts of it were funny. I think it could have been a little more like solid Rosie O'Donnell and like more references.
I think she got away with a lot.
Needs a little koosh ball. That would have really brought it back. And Broadway.
Yeah, I wanted more references too, especially because like A League of Their Own was just back in the news because there was a show. She was a Flintstone. Like
the show probably wasn't out by the time they filmed this.
They were filming last year though. And so A League of Their Own was definitely announced because I had friends up for the writer's room.
It was announced before the pandemic because I remember Darcy Carden and Nicole Byers' weird live stream. And they talked about it.
Right. And so you think the queens would be like, let us do some references, but they were just like, no, we have to make this painful, make it the worst Snatch Game ever, go team. And so yeah, I was upset.
Yeah, we did get a nice Candy Muse shout out in this about her edible underwear, and that was my only good Georgina Ramsey joke, is that it tasted like shite.
I love that she fully just made up her own character. Sometimes that works and sometimes it doesn't.
And I feel like they cut out a lot of that because it was very short and we didn't see a lot of queens. Like, I wanted to see more Malaysia, but she didn't, like, we didn't get to see a lot of that. And it was kind of disappointing. Like, I will say, I do think this group as a whole was a lot better because the second group had a whole row of bads. So it was kind of like, oh, here's like a solid-ish one compared to last season. It was like a hair step up.
I would say that the first team was definitely like mid, like definitely low mid tier drag race Snatch Games. And then the second one made me want to throw away the whole franchise. I was like, we've gone too far. Like, we need to.
I will give Mistress Isabel Brooks this. Whenever she started leaning more into Abby Lee Miller, Dance Moms, Criminal, instead of Rosie, that's when I laughed more, because then she got a little bit more aggressive and was able to volley back and like insult the other queens around her. And that's where it picked up steam. But then it was over before we really got to see some good gems.
Same.
Yeah, it almost felt like they were like, okay, well, let's focus on people who actually are going to be the tops and the bottoms. But like that's, but the fun part of Snatch Game is like seeing all these different ones, and like even ones like season 13 where there were great people who didn't even make it to the top because they had a lot of different people who were doing really well.
Harriet Tubman.
And again, the worst, a step up from last year, but last year was like nobody was even funny bad. Like there wasn't anything that was like, oh, they're so bad that it's like cringy funny. It was just like boring.
It was just boring.
It's sad when Deja Sky is also winning this Snatch Game.
Listen. Listen, it was happening in front of my face, but I cannot say I was enjoying my role as an audience member.
They were such a good cast that season too, and it was just like watching all of them, like you can tell they're all like, oh, we're doing
they bad. Cursed themselves though. They said there was going to be one challenge, the season 14 girls, that they're all gonna bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Because they'd already had that one where they all like, you're on the top, you're all so great, like no one's going home today. And then the next week, they're like, you all were so bad that no one's going home today.
But we're going to have a whole episode to determine somebody going home. But gang, let's just jump to group two, because I think that's obviously our winners in that one. But that's where we had our low lows. And I'm going to have a lot of questions about some of these people. First being, Amethyst was Tan Mom, and I don't know who that is. Is this
who
a TikTok?
Is that?
Is that a TikTok person? Am I old?
I don't think so.
It's one of those things I remember seeing it, but I've never clicked on it. Like I always seen things about like a Tan Mom or Tan Mom, but I've never.
She's a real person.
Somebody is referred to as Tan Mom, but I think it was years ago. I don't know, so I have no idea as far as her.
Jesse, you're too young to remember.
I know. I can't remember how old I said I was at the beginning.
And Paige, while you're
Googling
Tan Mom, can you also Google Aura Mayari's Bretman Rock? Because I don't know who that is.
I do know who that is because I used to watch a lot of beauty YouTubers. I didn't watch him, but I'm familiar with who he is. Weird choice because I don't think he's known for being funny.
There are so many celebrities and icons that still have not been tapped on Drag Race. So the fact that they're all like, I saw a TikTok once, and bringing in these randos.
Or people are still going for like,
doesn't know who these people are.
People are still reaching for like, oh, I look like them. That would be a good idea. I'm like, that has nothing to do with it, really.
It has only ever failed them. Like literally, they're like.
And the only time something really so far out there that Rue might not understand has worked was Gigi Good and the Little Robot.
Like that was a moment.
That was like Megan as a fetus.
I loved that. I googled Tan Mom and it's basically a lady who's doing blackface.
Oh, so Rachel Dolezal. Got it.
I mean, she's not. She's like tanning so much.
That's more than I even thought when you said it, Paige.
Yeah. Wow. It's horrifying.
Oh.
I almost put out my tea. I was not ready for that.
Yeah, I'm glad Amethyst didn't go that far.
You were not exactly.
I wouldn't have been surprised if one of the queens took her aside and said, we're going to take this down a few shades. Listen. You are not Raven.
Oh, Raven. That's just so Raven. Like, she's literally.
I will say last week, Chelsea did predict that Amethyst will probably next week not have to lip sync and then go home probably the next episode.
Yeah.
So like, this seems to be going that direction, maybe?
It was her story arc. They talked about it a whole nose.
Listen, if her and Spy is not in the bottom two next week, I don't know what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if Spice can sew.
I still don't get how Amethyst promoted herself as a comedy queen like right when she came through the doors. She's like, I'm a comedy queen. Where?
When she said that, I was like, she's gonna be the most unfunny queen there ever was, because they always do that. They come in, they're like, oh, I'm gonna nail these acting challenges, and then they don't know their lines or what a light is, or they're like,
that's
oh,
literally what's happened, because these first three episodes have essentially been talent show slash comedy challenges. because you got to be funny in the advertisement. You got to be funny in Snatch Game. And she tried to be funny in the talent show and she failed.
And she literally like marketed herself as the viral TikTok comedy queen. And it's like, those are like the challenges that she was like probably expecting to like kill. So that, imagine that. And then like getting to the challenges that you knew you were going to flop on. And like, oh, I didn't even do well in the ones I thought I was going to do well in.
She's giving that person whose friends are really nice and don't tell them the truth. And she's taking what they're saying to her to heart. And she's like, my friends think I'm funny. But
no, your friends just were dumb enough to pay the $5 cover at the comedy show.
Listen, that's all it is. Like, we're all friends here, but like, will we later perform brain surgery on each other? No, we would be like, you know what? I'm gonna see a real doctor. I like your enthusiasm. Like, so the fact that, like,
just because we talk about General Hospital doesn't mean we're running a hospital.
I've not finished Austin's VR yet. I'm not certified.
I've seen 19 seasons of Grey's Anatomy, but I don't trust myself.
Okay, but side tangent. One of our many, Busy Phillips was a recurring star on ER for like a season and stuff, and they didn't want to promote her, but afterwards like she got like medical training and stuff to learn how to do all the stuff, and she's like, I feel really confident that if an emergency happened I could take care of it.
I see that
for I her. Love her.
But anyways, Jax was the Mona Lisa, Lucy LaDuca was smart and did Joan Rivers, who's somebody Rue knows.
Yes.
Sasha Colby was Jane Crouch, bless us all, bless our hearts. Spice was Miley Cyrus, and Sugar was Trisha Paytas, who I have seen some of her videos. Also, is she the one with the reincarnated Queen Elizabeth baby?
Yes. Yes.
That's what I thought.
I am fascinated with her, like, from an anthropological, like, point of view. Like, she's just a fascinating human.
I've never like sought her out, but I feel like she just comes up in my feed a lot. So that's where I know her from. And I feel like I know her well enough just from that.
I don't know her. So I thought Sugar was just playing Sugar off and on. And I was like, oh, that's right. This is a Snatch Game. There's supposed to be a character there.
She's one of those personalities that'll order like all the food from a restaurant and make a video eating it all, but is also like really ridiculous and messy and silly. And also like very inappropriate, we'll just say. But, oh. Gang, I will say Lucy LaDuca really benefited from four really bad queens in the front row, Miss Amethyst, Aura, Sugar, and Spice.
Once again, she stands out in a group where other people, because like the week that she, like whenever she won,
mm-hmm,
was the week that like the two people, I think both people in the bottom were on her team.
Yeah. No, like her Joan Rivers was a god among peasants. And again, I don't know if she would have stood out so much had she been like around like Jinx and like other like hard hitters or people that could at least meet halfway.
Or even like in the other group, whenever like you have other personalities fighting, like horny Virgin Mary Selena was like a good loud presence at least. And then you did have your Rosie Abby Lee Miller and stuff. I don't know if Joan would have thrived in that environment, but whenever it's amongst people she can make fun of, she really lucked out.
Listen, and that virgin was definitely joke powder. I was just like, do you didn't have an idea, you just were like, I'm gonna put on a belly and I'm gonna make some Jesus jokes and scream, and you need more than that. I didn't think I had to say that to the queens by season 15, but you do need more than that. You do need a story, you do need a character. Yeah.
And also, it's not just sticking the character, it's just being funny.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I'm surprised the twins didn't like plan to like do something together for this challenge of all the challenges. But since they ended up being in the same group anyway, I fully thought they were going to like try and do characters that like could interact, probably to bounce off of each other.
Where are the Parent Trap twins?
One of them should have been Miley and the other should have been Hannah Montana.
That would have been cute.
Yeah.
I mean, we still would have gotten this like mid Miley, and I am not a Miley girl. Me and Miley will never be friends. However, I know that she has more personality than licking her hammer and like twerking every once in a while and yelling at her sister.
Yeah, that was Miley when she was on drugs, and then she apologized for all of that when she got off those drugs.
It was like Miley mixed with like the cartoon character Goofy. I didn't really understand. She really leaned into that.
Yeah.
Like, she
could not they stop went doing like it. Full Looney Tunes, like with the hammer just bopping herself on the head. I was like, what is happening here?
That was my note. I was like, if this was like the Animaniacs reboot, kudos, but it's not. You have to do stuff. She was just like hammer, 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 lick, lick, lick. And they were like, can you give us an answer so we can move on? And she was like, I'm in it. Your people are going to laugh someday. I'm like, no, we're not. No,
not since Utica spraying that piece of paper have I seen somebody commit to a bit that's not funny for so uncomfortably long.
Thank you for the PTSD flashback.
I want merch that just says not since Utica dot dot dot, because literally it could have gone anyway and it would have made sense.
We could say that for so many things.
Not since Utica. That's the production company. We're putting all our podcasts under it. Let's get it together.
I just remember, I was like, just being so in character where it's like, even if it's not going well, they just keep committing. It's like, I guess respect, but like,
I will say some of the bright spots were Bryce and Asif. And I love that they mentioned Bryce was a rocket scientist, because still my favorite fact about him is that he actually
makes
smart.
Him hotter.
So much hotter. Mm-hmm. And he's straight, which is wild.
Hello. Is he really?
He is straight.
Yeah, he's the straight pit crew member.
Yeah.
Ooh. And he can read.
One thing I do, I wish we had more of the Mona Lisa and Sasha Colby's Jane, because when Sasha said Ross Matthews was a sodomite, that was so funny.
I want the whole Sasha show. Like, we did not see nearly enough, and it's criminal.
I just love, again, not, I know we already have like high expectations because she's Sasha Colby, but seeing her just translate so well into every challenge so far, like being able to like adapt and like meet, like she hasn't like had a bad week.
This might be Sasha's season.
Do we think they edited it to where they made Lucy look better by cutting some of Sasha and maybe more of Jax? Because Jax's the Mona Lisa was fairly funny the two times she got to speak.
Yeah, that's possible, just to give someone else a chance. But like, I don't know why they'd do that still.
My theory is Rue is going to release these for a small fee or on WoW, because people are going to be like, we want the rest. And Rue loves taking money. Rue loves taking money.
That's the problem, though. You don't get regular Drag Race much on WoW, because Viacom, MTV, VH1, that's a whole licensing issue. That's why season 14's not on Paramount Plus right now, and why the episodes aren't. It's crazy how this works. So I'm like, what can WoW do to do this? Like, it sucks.
Like, I bet you Rue run in with a different app or a different channel to be like, here's the unreleased footage. You have to like pay to see it somehow. Because again,
you also know Rue is not happy about these short episodes. I'm the only person kind of happy about it.
I love the shorter episodes, because during the beginning of this pandemic, like, it was fan abuse to be like, we're not sending anybody home, but each episode's 2 hours. I'm like, why? Why? I am old. Let me go to sleep. Don't care anymore. Give the crown to Simone and let me leave. And so I'm here for these 40-minute episodes.
But y'all, Snatch Game was a slight improvement over last year. I wish the bad fun had been more fun to watch. But then we have our makeup and trauma segment, where Lucy talks about teachers and students making fun of her in school. And that is our trauma dump of the episode. And it any other notes or anything about this before we go to runway? Because that's all I remember. And I just watched this again.
The only thing I was going to say, what I noticed with Snatch Game was that, and part of it being a shorter episode, but more queens. That's, I think, the bigger thing about it. There's so many queens on this season where they're going back to shorter, is they didn't do as much cuts to the queens reacting to each other's Snatch Games, which at first I was like, it's almost more ambiguous of like, I don't know who they're perceiving as being bad, which is kind of more fun of like not having a clear like, oh, they're bombing. Because like in my head, I was like, ooh, they might. This might be where they set up the twins, but also like Aura was probably to me the most uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. That's why I was like,
I still just can't stop thinking about Robin thinking Jax was in the top when she was in the bottom, baby.
I'm glad Jax's Mona Lisa was actually better than I thought that was going to be. Not great.
It could have been real bad. But then we go to the runway and we have Carson back. I was so worried it was going to be Ross Matthews. And then guest judge, Amandala Stenberg. We love, we stand, bodies, bodies, bodies.
Yes.
And then Sheree, we did not plan this, but the runway theme is Beautiful Nightmare. So like spiritually, the gods were on our side.
this should have been my favorite runway of the season, and it hurt my feelings. It's like everybody went to the same party store and then rolled out together. Even the queens I'm rooting for, because I'm already falling for some of the queens, even though it's still early in the season and I shouldn't, because it'll just hurt me. But I'm like, but I know that you can do this. And you were just like, nobody else is trying. I'm bringing up my good stuff. And I'm like, because I care, because I want to be a fan. I feel like this is also hurt because like Dragula is right there and those queens get bloody and gross while being glamorous all the time. And so to see these queens sort of come out and be like, I got this safe look, like both of the twins, what was that?
Here we go. Let's just get started on this runway. We are going to watch these 4-second segments of all 14 queens. My math is rusty. Our first queen is Marsha, Marsha, Marsha. What do we think of this hashtag beautiful nightmare?
She basic.
She does not drag up her looks far enough.
Rue like, even she... said it when Rue is saying it. Oh,
it bothers me.
And she's actually, I'm a little bit that I did not expect her to be doing so well on the challenges. But like she, I think it's like her and Lucy have both been in the top twice, but I don't know if anybody else has. So like she's technically like challenge-wise a front runner, but like her looks, like if you're doing well and like you have a chance of winning. Like, I know there's only so much she can do to, like, upgrade what she brought, but, like, something more exciting.
I mean, they have that whole wall of stuff that she can make, but we don't know if she's a designer because everything she has looks off the rack from, like, a Claire's.
Thank you. Thank you. Which, again, if that's your aesthetic, you still have to do something bigger when you're going on Drag Race. Which, I mean... I don't know her life, so maybe this is just really all she can do. And it makes me sad because I think there's a better queen in there than we're seeing, but also I would have sent her home by now.
She thinks putting on a pair of glasses and like, what is that? Some sort of mouth guard type dentist stuff makes you a nightmare.
She's now had 2 opportunities to be on the stage and not even at risk for going home and get critiques. Like that nobody, like not everybody else is even getting that at this point. Like, so it's wild that she hasn't changed more.
Like, she could have had, like, fake blood coming out of the open mouth. She could have done, like, so much.
She could have done so much with her hair. It's still just sitting there.
It's easy to put some white streaks in and be like Frankenstein. Because she's out here in tights and a lab coat, and I'm supposed to be gagged. For whom? For why?
And the ugly belt, for some reason.
Why are we... Okay, I watched the pit stop, and Bianca Del Rio hates the belt. Kurt and
good. It's all just so underwhelming. And she's, again, it's just mostly disappointing that she has these opportunities where she does well in the challenge and she might not do well in other ones where she could have like had like a really good episode, but it's like keeps getting weighed down by her like she's just underwhelming.
Well, let's move on to somebody else because we're wasting so much time on somebody who does not deserve it. And you know who does? Miss Lux Noir London and her little zombie cinder block. And I only have one note for her, which is I wish her like tights had been gray.
Yeah. And distressed.
Yeah.
Otherwise, she nailed like beautiful nightmare.
Oh, yeah. Waist up, perfect.
Yes.
And ankles down.
Yeah, like I want her to do a makeup tutorial for what she's done to her face. Also, this is how you like do the hair, because a lot of people were still like, I don't want to get my wig dirty or anything, so it's going to be like perfect. Everything else is going to be like a little bit and no, like she was like, what if we like stress it out, what if we like tease it out a little bit, what if we like get a little bit wet? Like she's giving me a story, she's dragging a brick.
And she's like a beautiful queen, but she's not afraid to be ugly, and I think a lot of these queens are really afraid of not looking glamorous.
That's an important quality.
I'm happy you brought that up because it felt like pageant girls being naughty, you know, like pageant girls at ABC Family's Halloween. And I was like, I'm so annoyed.
She looks so cool. Again, she's had really good runways and they've all been different, which are the things that I like. It's just cool to see like the variety even this early on. Yeah, this was one of my favorites, especially like the face, all of that just looks so good.
Yeah, I'm just like, if people online are still complaining about her, they are no friend of ours. I love her. But I'm scared to move on because there's other queens and I'm like, oh. Okay, Malaysia Baby Doll Fox. What do we think of this little monster?
Her makeup is beautiful.
I like her as a person.
I think this is one of those, like, it's a beautiful look. I wish it had been more scary than beautiful. But I do think this is like a great piece, like a great outfit. Just maybe not for this runway.
She could have done this on a normal runway, mm-hmm. makeup included.
And I don't want to make fun of her look at all, because I do think this is a beautiful look. And apparently people are being very horrible to her, which, are we even surprised with this fandom anymore that they're toxic and evil? But I think she looks great. It's just not the theme as much.
Exactly, because it's giving Glinda the Good Witch after a night out, which I'm not mad about that story, but it's not the assignment.
Yeah, kids, just do your homework. Make it scary. Take this exact look and put it somewhere else. Like, this also could have been part of, like, show us your drag, because that was, like, a beautiful look. She's had so many beautiful looks, like, and this makeup is gorgeous, but again, it's just not the assignment.
Yeah, exactly. This is one of those ones where I keep, like, wait, what's the runway this week? Because it was, like, it didn't look bad. It's, like, bad for, like, seeing the other ones. I'm like, wait, I'm confused. So, but yeah, she doesn't look bad. Her makeup looks good. She knows what she's doing. I don't think she ever looks bad.
No, she always looks great. And then we have Mistress Isabel Brooks. What do we think?
I didn't get her spiderweb narrative until she said it.
I didn't get it until you said it.
Listen, it looks like different pieces from different costumes. Because, like, she's got, like, that red bodysuit under there. And I think there could have been a story with that. But also, like, this weird, like, wedding situation. And then, like, the spiders and the hair, it's all different looks. It's all so many different looks, and they're not doing anything together.
I think her makeup's, really perfect, like, her face. And then I like this kind of almost Bride of Frankenstein-esque hair. I wish maybe she got rid of the spider webs and did something else, like maybe Bloody Bride of Frankenstein or something. But I think, again, I love her makeup. I think she's the best painter this season. But
100%.
She's beautiful.
And I would also just put her high because I think she had one of the better Snatch Games, even though it was like two characters melted into one.
Yeah, I liked her Snatch Game. And yeah, I'm mostly just confused on this look and trying to figure out, like, I think Sheree said it best. It looks like a bunch of stuff put together. And that's what I was trying to understand of, like, the bodysuit, all the pieces. Like, it all, like, it looks like it could put together a good look. So that's why I was like, is something missing? Did she have to, like, change something last minute?
That's kind of what it feels like.
It's like she was invited to a Halloween party last minute, and she's like, oh, what do I have in my closet I can throw together?
Yes. Yeah. But I don't want to say anything bad about her because she's, like, one of my favorites this season.
Same.
Oh, yeah, we
I'll
love
say
her.
That. It's like, well, here we go. Let's see. Ugh. Also, she just is fun on the runway, so. Ooh, Miss Anitra, what do we think, Sheree?
It's not my favorite of her looks, but she did go harder than most of the other girls. So I have to give her that. But it's also triggering because it also gives me a little bit Sharon Needles.
Oh, geez. You know when you block somebody out of your mind and then, oh, sorry. Had to shake that one out. But no.
I do like a good latex look.
I was about to say, I like something about all of it together. Throws me off. I don't know what it is. And they about, like, the top and the bottom don't really seem like they go together in my head. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what's throwing me off. Like, the makeup and her wig look really good.
Again, this is another waist up look that I like.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, the waist up look has so much going on, and the waist down, just like, just nothing.
Either or I'm good with, because from the waist down, I could be almost like, okay, Cenobite, I see you. I've seen Hellraiser. But from the top up, I'm like, are we doing Rocky Horror Picture Show? What are we doing? And those are two worlds I can't marry, but also, like, she has an aesthetic, and so I'm failing her is what I assume.
Also, this is the one time, like, it feels like there's a really good high pony and it actually works with the outfit, because a lot of these queens are just tossing their wigs into a pony, and it's like, come on, what are you doing with this unstyled hair? At least this feels a little bit more, and it feels closer to what she's trying to accomplish. Also, my pet peeve this season is seeing them get out of drag and they don't have wig caps on, and it's just taped directly on their
It takes 5 seconds to put on a wig cap. 5 seconds.
Do we need to fundraise some wig caps for our queens?
You can get like 900 on Amazon for $5. Like, I know Rue has $5.
There we go. Do we think all the wig caps are on Selena's oh, like 2 second scary look? What in the world?
This was messy. It was messy. And she said what she was doing. And I was like, I don't buy it. It just like a hot mess. Like none of it's, I have no compliments for this one. I'm going to just stop talking.
It looks incomplete.
I was going to say, I'm just, when she was moving around a lot, I was like, is she trying to like, if that was me, I'm like, maybe if I move around a lot, they won't notice that like certain things aren't like done or finished. That's like, I will say, I never know what to expect with her. So whenever she came out, I was like, okay, of course.
I'm upset because I've been so hit and miss with her drag this season. Like her first episode, the outfit where it was just like, if she just took the bucket hat off, it would have been perfect. And then I liked the weird street sign one. I thought that was fun. But this is just like, I just, Selena, I love you so much.
She said she tried to make it look like she like stitched human skin together. So it was almost like she was going for a Texas chainsaw thing. But if she was doing that, she should have gone full into that.
Yes.
I would have put more blood on it.
They were afraid to lean into the nightmare part of this assignment. And that's why it's so bland.
And it sucks because Selena is somebody who's not afraid of being messy or something or being ridiculous. So I'm not mad. I'm disappointed. All right, we have Miss Robin Fierce, who's in like a, is this like a Black Widow spider dress? Is that what we're getting?
I obviously love Robin. I keep saying that, but this looks like it was a Party City costume.
Yeah, it's giving evil school marm, which you can do that, but it's not the assignment again. Like, I'm finding out in this episode, we have a lot of pageant girls who are going to have a hard time shaking their pageantry.
I was just not that excited.
Again, I'm just disappointed. I don't know. What's with these Connecticut queens? Like, we have another one who's doing, is this Jason Voorhees? Am I getting this one, Sheree?
Yep, it was Jason Voorhees. And I clapped because I was like, somebody at least made a reference that makes sense.
At least she painted her face. Yeah.
Like it's mostly the dress for me, but also I don't know what happened with the dress and like the weird knee highs. But like I like the idea of it on paper.
Yeah, it's just the outfit itself, like neck up works and then neck down. I'm like, oh.
She kind of looks like she's in a production of Sweeney Todd and she's Mrs. Yeah. Lovett.
But it's like the community theater that just sewed together a bunch of stuff. And yeah. They're like, here you go. It's not even like a touring company or a regional theater.
It's when you have Sweeney Todd at a matinee, but you have an evening performance of Phantom of the Opera and you don't have time to go home and change. That's what this is.
I hate when that happens.
It's still one of the better ones. It's just not.
Oh, yeah.
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 But it also makes me wonder why nobody saw Beautiful Nightmare and went for Freddy Krueger, which I mean, red and green or red and black, depending on how you see
it. It's right there.
And listen, it would look good in this light.
I've seen so many sexy Freddy Kruegers.
Is it because Crystal Method did it best and now they can't?
She did. That's true.
The bandages on the head.
You're right.
But still. Good. We love you, Crystal. Let's move on to Miss Sasha Colby. Okay, I do love this. But it's Sasha, so I love everything she does.
She looks good in anything, but it's still not... It, like, if it was on anybody but her, I'd be like, why are we here? It's Party City. But again, she's Sasha. She can do whatever she wants. She's like the Beyonce of the season. And so it's hard to, like, give her demerits, but also...
It's because it looks good on her is the problem. It's like, oh, we could nitpick, yeah. But at least it looks like a full, complete idea, which some of these girls, again, it's like, Lucy's our winner and it's like, oh, we like the look from the neck up, or Selena, it's like, what's going on? At least this is a executed idea.
She makes it look elevated.
Yeah, I think it's the way she walks too that sells it.
Yeah, she looks, to me, as far like outside of what the challenge is supposed to be or what the runway is supposed to be, she looks the best.
Yeah,
she just looks hot.
She's also one of the few that managed to like tailor this to her personality, because like, I feel like this is stuff that she would just like be wearing, but she's like, I gotta make it a little bit spooky. And I like when they can do that, but also it's just, again, not.
Alrighty. And then Jax, this bodysuit, she referenced Voldemort
It does not match
her skin tone.
Yeah, that's what bothered me. Or
at least
the
makeup she's putting on.
This is probably my least favorite look of the night, and that says a lot, because I don't like a lot of them.
It's just, how is this Voldemort? Also, we're referencing Voldemort in 2022/2023. Did she not get the memo?
It's also just giving the kid whose mom forgot Halloween's party was this week at school and was like, ah, shit. And threw something on and like squiggled some lines on the legs and like, go, you're fine. You're a character.
That made me actually laugh where Zoom reminded me that I was muted. So that was funny because that is accurate. Yeah, this one of those looks where I kept looking at like trying to like, I was okay, trying really hard to understand it. There's like a lot of different things. I tried. I don't get it.
It's not for me. I'm just going to move on. I have nothing. Yeah. And then we have Sugar, who is like this demon Barbie, I guess. No, that's all I have is
She really drew a couple stitches on her face and brought out like a childhood toy and was like, I've done the work.
She put the one contact, the white lens in.
This was doing the least. Again, this is somebody who was like, I want to be glamorous and Dolly Parton forever and always, but also here's one stitch on my face and here's the contact. And that's why I cannot support her drag. I try not to be that person, but I cannot support her drag because it's always the same. It's always, can I be pretty? Can I be Barbie?
So apparently we're going to move on to Spice now. Spice was doing some marionette movements at the beginning, and apparently her marionette thing was supposed to be over her head and it broke. Like it broke when they were doing it in production, like the run through. So I'm like, oh, that would have been kind of fun. And obviously it's a little bit better because it's like black and white, I guess, but.
Hers looks better than Sugar's overall.
Yeah.
I was about to say, I feel like Sugar in this assignment would have just had to have been Spice. Based on how they do the
track. Listen, it's not my favorite, but it's better than her sister's.
Yeah, let's just. Okay. I'm mad at Amethyst because she's not even doing her own thing. She's just copying Lady Gaga.
She's not allowed to do this.
My other thing is, if you're going to copy Lady Gaga, there are other ones to copy for this challenge specifically. Lady Gaga, her whole first era with us was wearing a meat dress and like doing weird shit. So like, why go for this one unless again you're a pageant girl who wants to do the least and you're like, I'm gonna get a little bit of blood and I'm gonna get this outfit I wore.
She should have been
Friday.
Like a meat body bag.
Listen, then I would have been like, you know what? You can have this Gaga tonight.
And that's the thing, even though Gottmik did body bag for the design challenge, like the bag challenge and stuff, you could still do it on this. You can make a different body bag.
I don't think she's crafty and I don't think she's original. And I think that's what we keep seeing here, which is why she's going to be in the bottom again next week.
I think she's unseasoned chicken.
Yes.
She is the raisins and the macaroni of drag queens.
Listen, she is the Mrs. Dash that Auntie pulls out for special occasions.
This is one of those looks that when I saw it, I imagined her like just Google image, like, all right, that one next. That's what I pictured. I'm like, which like just like, okay, got that look down. What else am I gonna do? Like just looking at like the list of what they should be preparing for the season.
My other thing is, where's the rest of the blood? Like even that was doing the least. Like if you're gonna do it, do it. Gaga made it a moment. She's like,
also do it like everywhere, maybe.
Listen. Tired of these queens being like, I don't really want to work today. Like,
they want to look pretty. Look.
That just reminded me how Trinity did the Countess from American Horror Story, and that was a better Lady Gaga like horror interpretation.
Yes. Okay, I'm gonna just move on because I'm upset. And then Aura Mayari, she had a plain black dress, but when she turned around, she had like, what I will say probably saved her from being in the bottom two, this weird spine moment, like where her back was cut open.
I thought it was interesting that she said she was going to act because she was doing her like sad mourning thing or whatever. And I was like, where was that acting in the Snatch Game?
She's mourning that Snatch Game performance.
Yeah.
I did like that she like saved it, like a reveal that she could do at the end, which is what Amethyst they should have done in the first episode, is like, don't give it away right at the beginning.
I think my issue with this look is that like, I'm not really a fan of the way it's made. I like the idea of it.
It's but messy. About,
right? Like construction wise, it's not doing it for me. But
it's giving like second grade arts and crafts.
Yes, exactly. But because nobody else really went for the assignment, it stands mm-hmm. out.
It really does. I really do think this saved her because I don't even like how the red is coming down the dress in the back. No. It looks too nice. It should have just been messy.
I thought this looked really cool on paper.
She's definitely a queen who worries about how much she looks.
Yes. Which is why we're going to see lots of default wins this season, because a lot of them are just like, I don't really want to like do anything different than what I do every night. Which Michelle will be reading them soon. We won't get to see it because we're editing the episodes to get us home, and I'm not complaining. Don't make them longer. But like, usually Michelle is like, hey, have you tried doing something different? Because I see the same shit from you every week. And I'm like, yes,
we'll Michelle, give props yes. to Michelle and T.S. Madison for reading the queens on some of their looks, because, well, also Carson had a few jabs in this while giving positive critiques. Alrighty, so yes, we have our top queens of the week are Lucy, Mistress, and Marsha, and then our bottoms are Sugar, Spice, and Aura. Do we agree, or would you put somebody else in the top or somebody else in the bottom?
That's my bottom. That was the most bottom I'd ever agreed with.
I will have a hot take. I don't know which twin. You know what? I actually have the list, so maybe I can find out. Sugar did the Trisha Paytas. I would have at least taken her out of the bottom and put Tan Mom there because I thought she was bad. And I would have made Amethyst and Aura lip sync against each other because... I
would have had Spice and Aura in the bottom together.
Yeah.
Because I thought Spice did a lot worse than Sugar, personally.
I don't remember much of Sugar's, to be honest. But I just remember Spice was, like, bad.
And Amethyst was not good. But also judging everybody else, and I'm like, girl, you've been in the bottom the most.
The thing about the twins is they came in to go home. And so, like... We were just going to keep them long enough to have them lip sync against each other, which is why it's like...
I would have kept them at least two more episodes then if we were going to do that and have a good storyline, but I don't know.
You know, I just realized that next to me on my desk, I have a big piece of amethyst, so maybe it's my fault. I'm keeping her in the show.
I think that's every, like, person's fault who believes in tarot.
Yeah.
But also, yeah, it was Lucy, Mistress, and Marsha at the top. I would have tossed Sasha Colby in there. Why not? But you know what? I feel like she's going to play the smart game of not winning every challenge before winning the crown.
I think this was definitely the week for her to be safe because normally she is in my top. But again, this was such a safe week where it's like, it's rearranging deck chairs on a boat. It's just like, you know what? It doesn't really matter. Like, I feel like one of the right queens went home. I personally would have sent home both of the twins because like their lip sync, which they choreographed, was still mid.
Yeah, they lip synced to a good song, You Better Run. Also, all the lip sync songs have been great and all the lip syncs have been bad. So mm-hmm. Do we just need Sasha Colby to bomb a challenge so we get a good lip sync?
I think so.
Do we need Anitra to bomb a challenge so we can get a good lip sync?
Or we'll have to wait for the next Lollapalooza.
We are getting one this season.
Yeah. I thought it was funny that Michelle was just kind of like glaring at them in their lip sync because she was like,
she was so mad.
Like, I loved
they
her.
Planned this.
I love her looking at Rue to be like, are you like, are we mad about this? Are we going to interrupt them? Is it going to be a moment?
And it was so sad because Sugar, who did better in Snatch Game, kept fumbling with her shoe and falling over a couple times, and Spice managed to keep the choreography up, but you can tell that.
Listen, because again, if you're gonna cheat and choreograph, at least make it spicy. Don't just be like
literally spicy.
Listen, they are two mid queens who apparently are famous on TikTok, which that's not my ministry. And they came in and they were not ready for the Drag Race world. They were just
I think a lot of the queens who, looks aside, I think a lot of the queens who came of age during the pandemic probably needed a couple more years of seasoning. Because It's very obvious they were not ready.
Unintended.
Listen.
Seasoning.
Listen. No, because it's very noticeable in the workroom, the queens that are going to like be here for the back half of the season, as opposed to the queens we're waiting to go home. You're just like, I don't know, you unpack. Why you do that? You're going to make more work for yourself in like two episodes.
When they walk in and say they've only done two performances ever, I'm like, how are you going to last the whole season?
I know.
What's happening?
But they did come in saying, we are literally looking for friends and community. And that kind of broke my heart.
I'm glad
they got that out of this. They have two drag moms now. So, and one of them's still here, Spice. Wait, does that mean I guessed right who was going to be?
Did you?
Yeah, you guys predicted Sugar would stay.
Sugar was on my nerves the whole season. She's the louder of the two, which means she's the most insecure, and I just don't have patience, even though I know it's done with security.
I will say, last week, Sugar was correct. They should have listened to her for the afterlife advertisement.
That's true. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Last week was a hot mess. I was not here to talk about it, but I was not happy with it.
Again,
I had secondhand embarrassment the whole time.
But we did learn in Untucked that Sugar and Spice's parents aren't super supportive, don't even know they're on the show. So it was nice to see like Mistress and Sasha in Malaysia rally around them and kind of be the family they needed in that moment. Like, again, they're not ready to be on this show, and neither are some of the queens like Marsha or Amethyst. Poppy's already gone, and me and Jesse hate her. So. Yeah.
Poppy happened. Like, I know when she went home, she was wearing a blue wig. I know nothing else about her. Like,
oh, and do you want to know something about her? What? She had COVID before they were leaving for the show, and she tried faking a COVID test. That way she could leave and go to the show by putting chapstick up her nose.
And she did that for what? It's not like she was even good.
And she willingly shared this information, thinking it would be like
on a live stream on Roscoe's.
No.
It didn't just accidentally come out. She was just like, guys, this will be really funny. I have a story. That's the part that blows my mind the most about it, is like,
you guys, it's so funny that I endangered a bunch of people.
Listen, especially to be mediocre. Aside from the blue wig, I can't place her. I would not know her if I bumped into her on the street. I would not know her if you put up a picture of her in my face. I know she had a blue wig when she went home.
She's going to be one of those, like, in a few years when someone's talking about this season of Drag Race, we're going to be like, who?
Yes.
She was on there?
I feel like this Snatch Game needed at least one funny person, and I would take them on either team. At least one more funny person to give the default winners a run for their money. Because, like, I don't like when we have default wins on Snatch Game. I feel like that's insulting. And it's like, why am I here for the whole season if that was the default? Because Snatch Game is the event. It's the highlight for me. I'm here for some drama, too. And, like, sometimes...
Truly. Can we flash back to, like, season 6, 7, 13? Like, all these good Snatch Games?
Listen. How do you, in a world where Jinx Monsoon has walked through Drag Race and done two brilliant Snatch Games, not have a character, not have an idea of how to tell a joke? Like, I watched this earlier today and I'm still waiting for the jokes. This has been like 10 hours later. I don't think the jokes are coming.
Well, we did say goodbye to Sugar, but I have some questions before we get to something. Our final question will be, and I'm going to give you time to think about it, your personal final four. So while we're thinking about that, I have a series of very fun questions about twins and which one we identify with. Now, Sheree, the first one is the obvious. Are you a Mary-Kate or an Ashley? The rest of the panel, we've all figured out we are Ashleys, even though we wish we were Mary-Kates.
I actually have a bad time telling them apart, even though, like, our birthdays are so close together. They're like June 12th or June 11th.
One of them carried a sword in the woods with, like, also a glass of whiskey, and that was Ashley, so I identify.
That's me.
We're all Ashleys here.
We really are. Next question. Are you a Tia or Tamara?
Tia. Yeah.
Same.
Tia.
Luke or Leia?
Yep.
Leia.
Great Fisher.
Yeah.
Leia.
Also, this half an hour they were twins. I've never seen a Star Wars.
From The Simpsons, are you a Patty or a Selma?
I think I'm a Selma.
I'm going to be wild and say I'm a Patty.
I think I'm a Patty. I like Selma.
Yeah, but... I think I am too.
Okay. And then from the Parent Trap, are you an Annie or a Hallie? Did you grow up in California or London?
Missouri.
I'm gonna take London because I just wanted to go there and I've not seen the Parent Trap. So yeah.
It is legitimately good. I watched it twice this holiday season. There are scams, there are schemes. They like, oh my goodness, you're gonna love the scams and the schemes. They're mean to each other, like actively mean.
It makes me happy and I kind of want to move it up my list.
And it's a short movie.
I love a short movie. Like last year, everything was 2 hours and I was miserable.
All right, gang. Did you guys answer? Are you Annie or Hallie?
I think because I want to be an Annie so bad, I'm probably a Hallie. Like, I'm like, yep, sign me up. You stay here, I'll go there. I probably would lie about what my home life was like. And then when they got there, they'd be like, this is not what you said. I'm like, I'm sorry.
I feel like I'm also a Hallie that wishes she was an Annie because I do wish I lived with Natasha Richardson. But I also feel like Chessie growing up with her would make me gay. Yeah. And Chessie is Lisa Ann Walter from Abbott Elementary.
Yes. I think I'm an Annie who wants to be a Hallie because I was like a wannabe horse girl, which is worse than a horse girl.
And then we're going to get into some, a few niche ones. Get ready. Spencer or Spencer's evil twin from Pretty Little Liars. This one's for Jesse. Specifically,
I still can't get, I know people like just a grown man who's upset about the ending of Pretty Little Liars, but honestly, people deserved better. That was such bullshit.
Are you a grown man? You're only 22, right?
Oh yeah. Barely.
You're fresh as a daisy.
You're a baby.
Right.
I'm the baby of the group.
And then this one's probably mostly for me. Are you a Tegan or a Sarah?
Oh.
Are you a cat lady with a baby or are you a dog lady, basically?
Dog lady.
You're a Tegan. Yeah.
I'm a Sarah.
You're a Sarah. I'm a Tegan. Mm-hmm. All righty. And then are you a Miley Cyrus or a Hannah Montana?
I'll take Hannah Montana because, again, me and Miley are not speaking. I'll take her alter ego.
I want to be Hannah, but I'm a Miley.
Yeah, I'm not a Miley fan.
I feel like I am Miley because I want to be Hannah. And in my head, I think that I am.
I'm going to say Miley because I want Dolly Parton to be my godmother.
That's how Hannah Montana should have ended, is her. I'm like, you're not Hannah Montana.
Fair.
And her realizing that it's all just in her head. That would be me. Like, you're actually not. Like, I get you joke about that a lot, but like, you realize you're not actually Hannah Montana.
Is that the dark Hannah Montana reboot to challenge the dark Bel-Air reboot?
I
always forget that's an actual show.
I watched the first 4 episodes when I was drunk one time.
And then this one is specifically for Paige. Which twin are you from Double Teamed? Who are not played by real life twins. They're just two random blonde girls that they told us look alike.
I don't remember which one's which.
I know, I don't either. I do remember like the behind the scenes, like Disney feature art where they're like making them like, oh, we're gonna cut her like this.
And yeah, they like put like lifts in one of their shoes. There's the one who really likes basketball a lot. And then the one who's just good at basketball, but isn't as passionate about basketball.
I'm neither of those things. When I first heard like the one who really likes basketball, it's like, oh, I'm the other one. You're like, they're just really good at it. And I was like, oh, I don't know.
I feel like I would be the one who's like really good at it, but also doesn't care.
I feel closer to that. Maybe I am good at basketball and I just haven't played it enough.
That's so true. You are tall. You're tall and young.
Yeah. Listen.
Yeah, I'm the one with the more hair going on.
Okay, so you're the one who's good at basketball.
Okay. I mean, I'm not, but I would like to pretend.
You are very passionate and good about stuff.
I remember there being drama in the movie because she was like, you need to care more about basketball. It's about your friends. Like, those were like the stakes that I remember from that movie. The only sports movie that I would rewatch.
And it was so queer coded. I stand by that.
Absolutely. So y'all, next week there's a design challenge and they somehow got Janelle Monáe for this episode. How did they break the budget for our queen?
Maybe.
I think that's why we didn't have guests for the Snatch Game and we had the pit crew that was already there. Cause I was like, this is a weird thing we're doing. I'm not mad.
They couldn't even dust off Raven.
Listen, like, you know, she's easy to find. Just follow the makeup.
Well, maybe she ran out of Ruth's shade that she was putting on herself. Oh, we're allegedly getting the mini challenge, which is a reading challenge, and the maxi is House of Fashion. Oh, so they're going to divide them into houses, three groups.
Oh.
House of Visage, and then Carson, and then the Ross Matthews ones, and they have different themes.
That's fun.
That'll be fun. Do we have any predictions on who's going to fail before we reveal our top four queens that we love?
Amethyst.
I hope they don't do the thing where they're like, okay, like all like you get to pick your first team first, so all the good people are on one team. Because then having to sit through two really weak.
I wonder if Rue's gonna put them into teams.
After that,
like just to save time.
The first one was
if they
really
pick
great.
Sasha Colby, they're gonna have an advantage.
Yes.
Yes. I'm going to predict besides Amethyst, because I think she's bad at everything, I'm going to say maybe Marsha, because everything looks off the rack.
Yes.
Maybe Jax, because I'm still not super impressed with her drag.
Yes.
And those will be my guesses. I don't want to be too mean to anybody else that I like. But y'all, our top four queens that we are rooting for, our personal final four, who would like to go first?
Okay, hear me out. In a perfect world, we'll get Malaysia, we'll get Mistress Isabel, and we'll get Sasha, because Sasha. I want to root for Anitra, I do, and I feel like she's a strong contender, but also I feel like it's gonna be her or Lux, and that's where my four runs into some traffic.
I understand that, because I'm gonna go with who I've been, well, no, okay. Somebody else go, I'm thinking.
My top five is basically the same, but my top four, because like, again, Sasha and Lux have been like since the beginning. Yes. I want to see them at the end. I feel like they both represent like old school, new school drag, and like Sasha speaks for herself, like Sasha Colby. Lux, of all the like new queens, comes in like ready and fresh. And like I've seen her perform and she's really good. So I'm excited to see her lip sync at some point. Then Mistress, she's probably just my favorite. Like every episode, she's just like the one that like I want to watch, the one that I feel like I want to be friends with if I knew them. Like, and so those three are like my for sure. And then like I love Malaysia, but then it's also like it's between her and Anitra. And I feel like I haven't got to know Anitra as much. I just like her because she's good.
If you pick Malaysia, I'll pick Anitra, because I'm in the same boat as you.
I'll take Malaysia, and this is my fourth.
Paige, any changes from ours?
I would say that. I mean, Sasha's obviously my top, but if Sasha can't win for some reason, I want a big girl to win, because it's time. It's
Mistress
way overdue.
Isabel Brooks. I love her so much.
Sasha, Mistress, Malaysia, and Anitra, but like Lux is kind of interchangeable with one of them for me, probably. It's tough.
But gang, any last thoughts before we get out of here?
I feel like we just predicted the top five, and now I'll be disappointed if it's anything else.
Right. Yes. I'm praying for some of these queens.
I think we're correct.
It's the only correct answer, what we have.
Yeah, I mean, congrats, Lucy. I think you won by default. You were okay. You were fine.
Right.
But when Simone wasn't even high for Harriet Tubman with that look and that...
A lot of our favorite winning queens didn't activate until the middle of the season, and they were safe until, like, again, the Evie Oddly story. I was like, she seems cool, but she's going home. And then she did Whoopi Goldberg. I'm like, oh yeah, she's going home. And then she's like, no, I don't have a spine. I'm like, you staying. I'm here. Hi. Like,
she did that against a professional dancer.
Listen, I would watch those two lip sync on loop forever. I have some nights, because YouTube has them, or has one of them. They got rid of the other one.
But Sheree, you're always a delight. Where can the good people find you and all of your podcasts?
The easiest way to get a hold of me is at Miss Sheree on Instagram and Twitter. If you do it on Twitter, all my podcasts are in my bio, because they still fit. So get in there while you can, because I've got three horror podcasts right now that I co-host with different peoples. And I also am starting a You Limited series podcast, and we're going to recap Netflix's You, like it says. This new season's going to be lit, y'all. I can't spoil anything, obviously, because it doesn't drop yet. It's going to be lit. And we have a podcast covering it, so we can all freak out together. If you are a U stan, which all of us secretly are, follow that podcast.
I love this so much. Paige, where can the good people find you?
They can find me at Paige and Kaiser on Twitter. If I ever do write pop culture related stuff, it's going to be on there. If I ever write again. And you can find book related stuff on As Read by Paige on Instagram.
Jesse, thank you for letting us celebrate with you on this holy day. Where can the good people find you?
They can find me at Speak Up Jesse on Twitter. If I ever have anything exciting going on, that's where I will be talking about it. Otherwise, the only thing I have going on is finishing watching One Tree Hill for the first time, probably this week, and having an, I think, healthy obsession with Sophia Bushnell.
I would say it's very healthy.
As we all should.
Brooke Davis.
Literally. Yeah. That's like,
she's our queen.
Just want to listen to any podcast that she's on. I just love her voice.
Oh, she's got a great voice. And y'all, I'm Chell725 here. The only place that matters, Twitter, Letterboxd. I'll eventually use Hive whenever Twitter falls apart, which is slowly happening. And then we are at COMM Rewatch Pod. And look in the show notes for all that stuff. Donate to the Loveland Therapy Fund for Black women and girls, because mental health resources are very important. And that's what Loveland does. Jen says it a lot better. And I am like trying my best to remember all that. So yeah, go donate if you can. And thank you all for listening. We'll see you next time.